Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, still stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, still stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 13, Verse 2 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music activism and news. For those listening live on Black on Black Crime Radio, blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number, like three of our phone callers did already, that I will get to before I'm done. If you have any commercials or music, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Now, three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Now, here are just a couple of things that I do need to get out of my way. This is going to be a fun-filled show where I'm going to get to everybody on my phone line. I'm pretty certain of that. Now, they stay busy. Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, violation list repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodel, carpentry and decks, 216-205-7247 or LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Got that out of the way. I can also say that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You could use YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Instagram page of Junior.AlfredPorter. Junior.AlfredPorter. Also, you can get the other Instagram page of junior.porteralfred, that's junior.porteralfred, as well as the Twitter page of @grandparapper. Let's see, what else am I throwing out there at people? The Facebook page of Joseph Motley, JR period, Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook the HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook for classic episodes of I Am a Superwoman Radio. And I just want to stop. She had a beautiful Blog Talk Radio show also for I Am Superwoman Radio. We lost an author, Ma motivational speaker. You have heard her call in for many years on my program. Her name is Tina Hobson. She passed over the weekend. She was the creator of the International Awards, the Virtual Industry Gospel Awards. Cleveland artist was nominated in two categories, Joseph Motley Jr., for his song No Limit What the Lord Will Do, and he won an award. And she was at the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. So, major loss. If you're going online to www.3342music.com, OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can check out the internet for the dialoguecenter.net. Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Also, as I look at everything and go to wrap this up, I would like to put out there that you can check out www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. Also, thelogtv.com, and finally, YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, nothing but Cleveland artists. Now then, I would like to give a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Honorable mention goes to The Actual Tannis with Cat Williams. Another honorable mention goes to Black House Sounds. Another honorable mention goes to, you can find it on Facebook, Soulful Showdown, SZA versus Summer Walker, Karaoke Clash. Also, number 10 debuting, Facebook, Throwback Tribe Live at Maple Grove Tavern. Number 9 debuting on Facebook, BOGO Friday Ohio Selfie World Fun Experience. Number 8 debuting, Judy Martin, please join and support us, dinner fundraiser honoring Judy Martin. We're trying to raise money so that she can help get the proper prosthetic that she needs. Judy has been an elk and activist for so many decades, helping so many people. It's time for everyone to come together and show her the same love and help. That's January the 20th, 2024. 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. until dinners are sold out at 17438 St. Clair Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Spirit of Ohio Lodge. Meal will include a beverage and dessert. $10 donation. If you would like to donate a dish, beverages, desserts, paperware, or money, please contact Mayosha at 216-562-7588. Geneva Blair at 216-785-8181. Or David Nichols, 216-798-2279. Let's see, what else do we have here? That was number 7, debuting for Judy Martin. Number 8, I did read that off, which was debuting Facebook Community Circle Around Gaza. Number 6, moving up, Facebook January Prophetic Art Workshop Cleveland. Number 5, moving up, Facebook, From Guantanamo to Gaza, War is Terror. That was last Thursday. I apologize, it didn't move up, it stayed in the same place. Number 4 moved up, though. That's on Facebook, Throwback Tribe, live at the Tree Lawn last Thursday. Number 3 moving up was Ray the Shark at Carolyn's Exotic Cuisine last Friday. Number 2, the Gold Standard Spotlight moved up to number 2. More on that in just a little while. Number 1 debuting, All Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Activities. With that being said, let's go to our phone line. I thank you for letting me embellish a little bit. 216-315. How you doing?
Okay, we're here. This is CowboyTheMusicMan.com and PaulsPoint.net. I want to say it was an honor and privilege to be able to come out and do the segment on Friday at Benoit's Family Restaurant. The food is phenomenal there. we're going to make it back there, even if it's just to go and buy a dinner. And it was a nice time, a nice crowd. And one of Cowboy's buddies from Devoted Healthcare showed up and gave some giveaways out. And he's a very humble representative. And I reached out to him to give him our promotional information, and he reached back to me, and he showed up. That was so very nice. But I'm going to let the audience know that I plan on coming and being at the boutique this coming month on February the 3rd. We're going to do a mini concert, me and Cowboy, because I want to say that I was in the way at this last show. So we want to give back and give a full concert where Cowboy does his songs and I do my songs, and we can give a good showing to the audience. So that's enough for me, but the address is 14064 Euclid Avenue, February 3rd. We're going to do it all day from about 11 to 5. So nothing more for me. Here's Cowboy.
Okay.
Well, hello to everybody. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Al, I told y'all I'm going to suit up, show up, and show out.
And that's what you did on Friday.
I sure did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, man. That's the food is phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
And then they came. I did. I said, I'm going to come and do it. I did what I was called, came to do it. I did what I'm going to do.
Yes, you did exactly what you said you were going to do.
Yes. And it was a honor. It was a great honor that you chosen me to DJ that for you. It was a great honor.
Yes.
A great honor and a pleasure.
And so we appreciate you both.
We
will get into that about how things went, because it was such an excellent event and affair. Some of the names that was there. We had Elizabeth Steele, the president of Black on Black Crime. We had Black Women's Army. We had Dontez Taylor, campaign manager for the president of the United States campaign. We had so many different people there. Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County. It was just an amazing program. We even had the radio legend Johnny G. You all did your concert, and the gentleman from Devoted was handing out free laundry detergent. He even had enough to hand out in some cases to the people. It was phenomenal.
The gift bags
that were given out that had Power in Your Dance items in there, as well as the Rock AME Zion Church. And it was just, even OPN Entertainment had something with one of the first music videos that I'd ever done. It was a listening party, and we had
the gentleman
who's running for prosecutor, Matthew Ahn, who said vote on or before March 19th. So, you know, it was great to have a prosecutor candidate for our county in there, too. So it was beautiful. Father's Lives Matter. Hold on, let me see. Okay. Of all people, Johnny G calling me while I'm live on the radio doing this broadcast. Johnny G calling live. So anyway, that's an infamous shout out right there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was, man. It was a beautiful thing, too.
Yeah. So I just thank you very much for being there. And thank you for calling to let us know about the upcoming thing that you're doing.
Yes.
Oh, the upcoming thing is for February 3rd, yes.
Yep. And we'll have light on herbs, too, as well. Enough for everybody to come and enjoy and relax and enjoy the music concert.
We might be able to make it there before the hip-hop workshop, so I thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
No problem. Mm-hmm. And thanks for letting us know. And make sure to call us and remind us of what's going on that date again as well.
Okay. Oh, yes.
We will.
Most definitely.
Thanks again, brother.
No problem. You're
all
welcome.
Thank you very much. I got forgiven because I am congested and very much congested.
It's okay. I got him.
I know. You all showed up and showed out. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anytime.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Very much appreciate you.
Yeah. Enjoy your show now.
We appreciate you all. Thank you both, man. They have really called and set the standard of this particular program. See, now I don't have to go back and talk about the Flannoy Family Restaurant event. They helped out. Let's go to 216-553. 216-553. How you doing out there?
Hi, everybody. This is Evangelist Brenda A. Fulmer at Block Talk Radio tonight, and my colleagues listen to on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
Doing excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations to Monica and Cowboy. God bless you guys. As always, y'all do a tremendous job all the time. And I am so proud of them. I am so proud of them. God bless both of them. God bless both of them. Because they are part of the family. So, you know, a shout out to the family, you know.
Right.
On this frigid, cold night. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this. If you do not have to be out there, stay inside where it's warm or get somewhere where it's warm. Because the temperature is still dropping to -7 or -9, I believe so. So we've got to pray for one another. Just make sure everybody's inside, because this is really real. You can't – hypothermia is really real. If you're not dressed right, you can get, you know, lose a finger, a toe, a whole arm or a hand, anything. You got to be layered with your clothes on, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot go out there thinking you're young and cool, calm and collected and looking good for the women and girls looking good for the dudes. You have to be very layered with your clothes on or you will be right up in the hospital, I tell you.
Catch.
So we got to try to keep each other warm and keep each other lifted up in prayer. And help one another, like I said, all every week on the radio. We got to help one another. Can't knock each other down. We got to help one another and be there for each other when we get our success. Just, you know, be happy. Be very happy. And all I got to say is, as every week I tell everybody, I love everybody. There's nothing y'all can do about it. To my colleagues, Al, Ronnie D. R., Art McCoy, Ronnie B., Master Tap, Major Powers, Squab Gotti, to Miss Glass, to Dolores, Monica Cowboy, as well as myself, Deacon Dante Taylor, as well as my Valentine's Brenda, former as Queen B, as my colleagues would call me. Thank you guys for listening to us at Block Talk Radio on Monday night. And we appreciate your support on all of us. I love you, fam, and I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. And as I say, have a blessed evening. Stay warm. Cuddle up. I'm signing off. Peace out. May God be with you each and every day of your life. All right. I'm out.
Thank you so much. That was so quick and to the point that I can appreciate it. I'm going to go to the 216-548. 216-548. How are you doing out there?
Good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Pamela M. Pinkney Butts, Apostolate, presidential candidate for the United States of America for 2024, and the pastor of No Fear But God Fellowship Assembly Church Ministries, as well as other church ministries and other entities. Don't forget, I'm doing a new thing. I have a new party called the People's Party, which is a multi-partisan party. And my Cash App for the campaign is the $ the People's Party under, and it's associated with the People's President. And you will see a picture of me with a black outfit on, with my hat on, of course. And for the ministry, which the campaign falls under the umbrella of the ministry, is the $ APOSTLETT. Dontez Taylor is a campaign manager for the campaign. I'm looking for a female campaign manager, a co-campaign manager, to make sure the concerns and needs of females are being addressed as they should be, and also for her to work along with Dontez as a team to get things done nationwide and globally. I'm also looking for a treasurer, and I'm looking for a full team. So
okay.
I just want to just thank everyone for loving me along the way. And have a blessed night, everybody.
Thank you so much for that. We will put everything out in the universe in prayer for the staff that's needed. They will definitely become available, and it will be the right ones that you need. Thank you so
and
much
pray,
for that phone call.
And I also pray that everyone who's listening is registered to vote. Please register to vote. That is your voice. I knew you were saying that's what hit me real quick. Because we go out on that front line, Mr. Porter, all the time for people fighting for their loved ones who they've lost and into injustices, whether it be from the system or whether it just be from life itself. But if you don't put the right people in office, then some other things are a challenge to us. And we need you to vote. Your vote is your voice. I'm also the chaplain, the former chaplain for the League of Women Voters for the East Cleveland chapter. Please vote, and please vote for me, too. Thank you so much, Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts, presidential candidate for the United States of America for 2024. Have a blessed evening. Thank you, Mr. Board.
No problem. You're welcome. That was an appreciated phone call. As I go back through, and I hate to pick on the man, but it was like, why not? I mean, Chris Ronayne was seeking $574,000. $574,000. Yep, 574K after overspending on personnel and other costs. Now, that was back in October of 2023, and a lot of people kind of ignored that story because, like we talked about last week, we focused on the jail issue that he went ahead to ramrod through everybody without bringing it up in front of people like he should have or could have, the county executive. And when Chris Ronayne took office, he increased personnel spending on his cabinet by more than $400,000 to accommodate for restructuring that Ronayne said would improve county operations. Now, at the time, Ronayne's chief of staff told Cleveland.com he wasn't worried about overrunning the budget, given that the county had 600 positions unfilled and that Ronayne was considering clawing back raises for some top positions. That sounds real nice. However, Ronayne was seeking to reshuffle $574,537 of unspent money in the county budget to cover those additional personnel costs and other expenses. This was all done, hired all these people at higher rates without having the budget to support it, Councilwoman Sunny Simon said during a committee meeting. I'm not sure how that happened so quickly and without council input. Ronayne's overall budget before the expenditures is $2,885,908, said county spokeswoman Kelly Woodard. Ronayne's request would have been a 20% increase in his overall budget. The executive's office had been expecting this increase in costs, Woodard said. But they noted, I believe, by March of 2023, maybe the plane dealer, Cleveland.com, noted that Ronayne was on track to exceed his office budget by at least $400,000. So it's real interesting that I believe Katie Gallagher, former Brooklyn mayor who now works in Ronayne's office as the chief of operations and community innovation, had spoke to a council committee meeting and said she could see that Ronayne's expenses have exceeded his budget. Executive budgets have been decreasing in recent years, she said, between 2021 and 2022. The executive budget decreased 7% between 2022 and 2023. It decreased 5%, Gallagher had said, during a committee meeting. But rather than improving the proposed increase, it was financial chair, or committee chair, Dale Miller asked Ronayne's staff to place a one-year realignment request on the agenda for council's next meeting. As a result, the money would have to come from another department if the county should be able to afford the increased prices by transferring funding from departments. However, Ronayne is likely to seek the increased funding level in the 2024 and 2025 budgets, too, according to county documents. And Miller said budget talks are expected to begin much sooner than later, which they did by November. So the thing is, this man really doesn't look like he had a good plan going into the county. It doesn't look like that. It looked like the only plan he had was being a crook. That's it. It looked like he had the thing of being a crook. Sometimes people would say, why do you say certain things? And I'll put it out here to you. My thing is this. If you don't hold your leaders accountable or hold them accountable, the only person being that is above reproach isn't Al Porter. The only being that is above reproach is Yahshua, the Messiah, and his father, God the Father, being the spiritual form made in flesh, Yahshua, Jesus, you know, and Yahweh being the Father, which is the Word, spirit form, ultimate spirit form. Anybody other than that, they can be called for making certain mistakes, and sometimes they have to be held accountable for certain things that they did. I mean, after all, Moses could not enter into the Promised Land, and I believe that Chris Ronayne, who didn't have a plan and is trying to misuse our money for overstaffing and budget costs and on this jail being put out in Garfield Heights, even though they don't want the jail, which we talked about in great detail last week, it's just a major problem that needs to be dealt with and handled properly. And we need to watch out for that. I am going to probably get to another news story or two in a little while. But right now, since I'm looking at, yeah, the Browns, they didn't make it in. I almost didn't play this song. It was going to be put on the shelf until the Dog Nation remix because the remix takes out, it does. It takes out Baker Mayfield's name, replaces it with Flacco Watson, but the key word is the original version has Baker Mayfield's name in it, and I'm watching Baker Mayfield do for Tampa Bay what he really could have or should have done for the Browns right now as I watch this game and watch that they're on top. I believe like the score that I'm looking at right now, Philadelphia Eagles, they have 9, and it looks like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have 16. They look like they say is, it's a game. We'll see what happens. I'm going to put on this song called Dog Nation. We will be right back, and this is from Suave Gotti.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-boat. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Stacey Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David knows who about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, anointed, white stripes. The seed town light, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We don't flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bought that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch the interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
right? Earlier today, the Steelers got knocked out by the Buffalo Bills in some cold, frigid temperatures in Buffalo. I'm having fun. I just got off of a 20-foot stepladder for my soapbox, and now I get a chance to look at another news story that had recently come out. People might have missed it. It just happened a little while ago. Refused Fascism was there. Samaria Rice, Don Bryant, community members that came together. And this is only a 10-foot stepladder for my soapbox, but they came together to recognize the lives of Tamir Rice and John Wang. Both Rice and Wang were killed by police officers in Cuyahoga County. Rice was shot and killed by a Cleveland officer in 2014. He was 12 years old. Wang was shot and killed by North Royalton police in 2016. He was 45 years old. And everybody came together. So the Tamir Rice Foundation and the John Wang Justice Committee held a memorial press conference, which was held at Cuyahoga County Justice Center about a month and a half ago, in order to demand justice for both families, in order for justice to be had in all of the various municipalities where there have been these egregious miscarriages of justice. We need a centralized authority to investigate and to prosecute, and that's supposed to be housed right here, and that's as our call today, said activist Josiah Quarles at the memorial that happened on about a Monday. The main thing is they did come together and speak, and it was nice that they came together. Like I say, it's only about a 10-foot stepladder for that soapbox, but it's just a nice way of giving back and getting back to one of the major stories that came through our area. As I go from story to what have you, because they will be a guest on the radio show tomorrow, voiceatradio.com, the guest will be BWA, so nice you got to say it twice, Black Women's Army. They'll be on voiceatradio.com. So with that being said, I'm going to play this song because they created a line dance before this song was ever created. But they did a good job creating a line dance. And the song was, well, the line dance that they had made it to. They made the song called, or the line dance to Atomic Dog. And Atomic Dog, they created something called the Dog Walk. But they started using the song called, if not, it was called G.O.D. And when you hear the song G.O.D., HGS did that song. And so it was nice. And they did their line dance to it. And on Facebook videos. But what happened was that video was seen 1,200 plus times on Facebook videos. So they really did their job. They have another song that they're working on doing a line dance to. As a matter of fact, we'll get to that. But first, we will go ahead to play this particular track. It's from the 7th album, Anti-Music Industry. For those who are wondering, Cowboy Monica's concert, Flannoy Family Restaurant, last Friday, but they also happen to have a listening party to the new album, the 8th album, which is called Give Us Barabbas, Kill the Sheriff. Well, this is from album number 7, Anti-Music Industry. Sheriff Kilroy, HJS produced it. Let's go.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards. G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh. That I be. spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop. Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. D.O.G. reverse, G.O.D. took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black fleet collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. 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 Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a.
Wow, I'm enjoying everything about this day. I am. It seems like every once in a while, when I sit back and say I'm going to do a show and I might not get to my articles, I get a chance to get to my articles. As on the 23rd of this month, 9 a.m., the 23rd. The 23rd of this month, 9 a.m., the Board of Elections building. Board of Elections building for 30th. You can come through and hear a very major thing on Terrence Upchurch. Excellent story that was done by Brown on Cleveland. Excellent story that was done by Brown on Cleveland. It was big. Activist Donald Walker Brown makes ballot while incumbent Terrence Upchurch candidacy is questioned. That's right, the five-star field general for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, first five-star field general who was a female for Black on Black Crime, Inc. The race for judicial and state seats is up for grabs. Every Democrat and every Republican is being challenged. Voters will ask candidates whose agenda is double, which agenda is doable, workable, and fair. Meanwhile, political pundits will ask you who gets what, when, and why. Right now, the Democrats are bleeding for answers as they inquire how activist Donald Walker Brown successfully made the ballot and why the incumbent Democrat, Terrence Upchurch, his eyes filled with water. In December 2023, folks interested in campaigning for office during the 2024 election season started pulling petitions. Several challengers pulled petitions early to secure the required signatures. Others waited, trying to gain the confidence to run, and those incumbents who appear to have taken constituents for granted wait the last minute to pull petitions and gather signatures. Sometimes they make simple mistakes on the petition forms that cause their petitions to be thrown out with the trash. Did State Representative Upchurch take voters for granted? According to the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections, the deadline to submit petitions to run in the March 19, 2024 elections was Wednesday, December 20th, 2024 at 4 p.m. Not 4:01 p.m., but 4 p.m. according to the clock on the second floor, candidate services at the Board of Elections. On December 20th, 2023, Walker Brown and Upchurch submitted their petitions to the Board of Elections. Walker Brown is a Republican candidate and Upchurch as the incumbent Democrat. On December 22, 2024, at 3:07 p.m., according to the Board of Elections, the 2024 candidates list noted that Upchurch was tagged as withdrawn as 12/21/24. State Representative Terrence Upchurch was warned several times to submit his petitions to the board. He did follow the advice of colleagues. He did have the signatures. From our understanding, he put the wrong address on his petitions. We asked the people to explain. Upchurch placed his previous address on the petitions. His petitions were thrown out. He received a call from the board and had to go back and collect signatures. He may have messed up royally, says an individual who spoke anonymously. We spoke with candidate Donald Walker Brown of House District 20. Well, this matter is interesting, so State Rep Upchurch does not know where he lives. Where does he live? People have been calling me all morning. I will continue to campaign. I don't take people for granted or take this situation lightly. I have always worked in this region, and I will continue to help anyone who is for the rights of the people, says candidate Walker Brown. Will Upchurch make the ballot? It is a question that they're all asking. If the deadline for petition submission was December 20th, as of December 22nd, Upchurch was considered to be withdrawn. Candidate Donald Walker Brown may be victorious due to Upchurch's inability to move swiftly. Upchurch may have caused us, the Dems, a state set due to his failure to be coachable. He took this matter for granted, which is the result, added the anonymous individual. We all continue to follow this story. Who will become the state representative for Ohio House District 20? Terrence Upchurch, the incumbent, who placed the wrong home address on his petitions and missed the deadline, as it was reported, or the challenger, Donald Walker Brown, known as the drum major of civil rights of Cuyahoga County, who has a long history of getting results for community members. Ooh-wee, that's what's going on. Let me look at this, because I want to make sure I get people in here. So with that being said, 216-255, you have about the last few minutes. 216-255, how you doing?
I'm marvelous. I'm Johnny G. I'm with the 100 Million One Russell Souls, Inc. I'm also a former WJMO 1490, Super 1490 radio personality, also a FM 108 Dean Rupert Quilp style doc also. I just wanted to bring that to the attention of the public, that, yes, I'm still here. I have not gone nowhere, and I'm not going nowhere. Al, I'm pretty sure there's a few things that you and I can talk about. And the biggest thing that I have on the agenda tonight is the new prosecutor. Mo must go, on is in. Mo must go, on is in. And I'm talking about Matthew on. I'm talking about Matthew on, our new prosecutor. Mo, what's his name? Mike O. Mo Alley.
O'Malley.
He need to
Mo
go.
Mo Alley. Yeah,
Mo Alley need to go. Mo Alley need to go. No Mo Mo. Mo Mo must
gotcha.
Go. And we must send him quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes, sir.
And we want the Cleveland public to know that Mo must go for his inability to take care of business. He has not taken care of any business here in Cleveland. And what I'm most disappointed in Mike O'Malley is how he has been treating the young black folks down on 93rd and Quincy. That's the issue at hand, that he has neglected those kids down on that end. And so he's got to go. When you disrespect the babies, and the babies is one of God's chosen folks, and you disrespect God's chosen folks, Mr. O'Malley,
right.
It's time for you to go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mo
and I'm glad
go.
You brought that up.
Mo must go. Matthew on is in.
Yes.
And let's put him in.
I got
I want to thank you for inviting me out to the Flannery's over there on 41st and Bush. I mean, they got an excellent restaurant over there. I mean, the meal was outstanding.
Oh, man, thank you for saying that. That's Flannery Family Restaurant. And as a matter of fact, by you saying that, it was an honor having you in the house and hearing some of what you had to say. As a matter of fact, I want to ask you about the upcoming telethon for Psychotic Nut.
Oh, yeah, that's indeed. That's forthcoming. Psychotic, one of the most prolific street jocks that ever performed in the streets of Cleveland. We've got a telethon coming up for him in the near future. As soon as he gives us a place and a time, we're going to 21, and we're going to, I want to go to Facebook and YouTube live. Live on air. And
nice.
Get the nut what he needs. He deserves every bit of what we're attempting to do. The telethon is a must in 2024 for the Psychotic Nut. All the Psychotic Nut fans, get ready. All the Psychotic docs that have fed off of the Psychotic Nut, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because myself, Al Porter, and Suave Gotti, we coming. We coming, we coming. We need your support. Don't let us down. You haven't let anybody else down, so why would you let us down? Once
right.
again, I'm Johnny G, and I'm with the 100 Million and One Rusted Souls, Inc., and I'm that one rusted soul. There's only two in the world like me, and I'm both of them. And I want to leave you with this thought before I go. World, world, listen and listen well. Live each day to the fullest. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different to follow your own stars. Believe that those you love love you. Then you can look forward with confidence and back without regret. And remember, it ain't what you're doing when you're doing, but it's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. And if you're a Teddy Pendergrass favorite, Teddy said, a super love affair is not 70-30, not 60-40, not 50-50. And if your love affair is not 100 world, you don't have a love affair. And I want to mention one more thing, Al. Eddie
Go
Rhode
ahead,
St.
family.
Clair. Eddie Rhode and St. Clair. That's all I basically want to say right now. Eddie Rhode and St. Clair. Eddie Rhode and St. Clair, 579 Eddie Rhode, Everlasting Baptist Church. Watch the wonders that are coming. We're the only church probably that kept the doors open because we knew that we needed to keep the doors open because he's coming again. So
yes,
I say
sir.
To you saints out there, on Sunday, 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., Everlasting Baptist Church, 579 Eddie Rhode. If you want to see a change in your neighborhood, stay tuned. If you're looking for a change in your neighborhood, stay tuned. Al Porter, Suave Gotti, and myself, Johnny G, we got something coming to the Eddie Rhode St. Clair neighborhood coming soon. Remember what I said. It's coming soon. It's going to dazzle you. I don't even have the words right now to truly express what's going to happen at 579 Eddie Rhode across the street from the Everlasting Baptist Church. That area will be on point. Coming off of I-90, it'll be on point. That's all I can say. Mr. Pointer Jr., that's all I can say. It's going to be on fire, on fire, on fire.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thanks, brother.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Man, this man called, and then he forced me to put this in and to talk about, again, Matthew Ahn, AHN, Democrat for prosecutor, because he was there. He is going to target crime that harms our community. Crime that harms our community. Build an office in the people's interest. Break the cycle of trauma. Support rehabilitation through services. There's a crisis of leadership in the prosecutor's office. A failed approach to juvenile crime. A disregard for wrongful convictions. A pattern of prosecutorial misconduct. Vote Matthew Ahn for prosecutor on or before March 19th. Justice for all. Boom. There it is. I did see a phone thing hang up and come back through. Don't know if it was accidental. If it was, you don't have to say anything, but at 216-553, anything else you wanted to add, or were you cool?
Oh, you know what? I was just listening to him. You know, this is our Queen Bee, and
mm-hmm.
we got to come together. I say this all the time. We got to stop knocking each other down, all right? We got to lift each other up. This is the year of uncovering, and this is the year of whatever the locust stole from you, which is the devil title. God is going to give it all back to you guys. Whatever the devil stole from you guys, believe me, ma'am and sir, you're going to get it all back. You just got to believe and have that faith. Don't give up. Do not give up. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. As long as you put Jesus in front, it's going to happen. When you put Jesus back, it ain't going to happen. And nobody said this life is going to be easy. You're going to have your trials and your tribulations going right behind it. So we just got to lift each other up and love one another and get this hate and this jealousy out of it. I mean, like I said at the workshop, do you know who you are? You got to know who you are, everybody. I mean, hey, we got to love one another. That's all I got to say, bro. I enjoyed the show tonight. God bless each and every one of y'all out there.
Appreciate you. And the one thing that I know also to go along with what was just said, prayer without action is an inaction. If you don't do no action inside your prayer, you're just talking. And the one thing is, we better be able to change and hold our leaders accountable. If we don't hold them accountable, what we doing except getting the same thing, and the murder rate's going to go high, and I'm going to end up having to deal with a lot of unfairly mistreated young people and adults that are out here. We better be willing to change everything from our prosecutor to everything else that we're going through. If you're not willing to change, something's wrong somewhere. So my thing is, we better be able to figure it out and get out there, call it what it is, and put some work in. Nobody's going to change our political leaders if we're not willing to change those folks ourselves. Well, that's the main thing. We better figure it out. We got to get these fools out of office, because the creator, you know, you got to look at who you vote for. Last time people voted for some nuts, they said, give us Barabbas. And look how well that worked out. Worked out in the long run for us, because Jesus came for us, but it lets us know that if we look up, we only have ourselves to blame for whatever we get out of life. With that being said, I appreciate everything. Glad Queen B enjoyed the program. Get out there and support Matthew Ahn. We had talked about him earlier on. Our program here on Blog Talk Radio, the staff members who work here on committee, this was one of their earliest endorsements of Matthew Ahn. And this particular program, we don't endorse for profit. Nobody pays for it. This is just because, in comparison, we were promised a lot from Michael. Michael O'Malley came out and said he understood and overstood about Tamir Rice. He went and reached out to a lot of different groups and said Tim McGinty had to go. Problem with that was nobody questioned Michael O'Malley's background to see what he would have thought or what he might have done. Nobody questioned that. I'm going to go to 216-347 just because 216-347, you only got about a couple minutes because of how late you called in. 216-347. What's
how
going
doing,
on?
Brother Al? Oh, I'm doing,
I'm doing well.
I just been out here campaigning. So I stepped down as the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, okay?
Okay.
So I stepped down because it's interest. It's the vice president. She took my place.
Okay.
Because you cannot, in our charter, you cannot run for political office and hold a seat.
Gotcha.
So it's you know, because I'm no longer the president. I am a candidate for a House of Representative of Congress, okay?
Okay.
Because today we went to the Martin Luther King Marshal on Washington today and done the praise
okay.
today. And So if there is interest in D.C., you need 2,000 signatures to get put on the ballot, okay, 2,000. Any other city, you probably need, Cleveland needs 50 petitions to get put on the ballot. But it's very interesting why do D.C. is only need 2,000 to run for any political office, 2,000 signatures to get put on the ballot, okay? And
okay.
I got some discussion with you next Monday talking about the mayor and the county executive and the chief of Cleveland, okay? I'm coming to Cleveland this Friday, okay? Because they got a House bill right now. House bill 325. The House bill 325 is a bill for to make sure if people who go to jail, the person who wrote that bill is Representative Hush Church. He wrote that bill to what happened in Baltimore. House Bill 325 was said you cannot put a deaf person or person with a disability in the same cell of a person who commit a murder, okay? It's House Bill 325. Look at that bill. This bill is very I will become the Cleveland. I got to meet with someone in some representative in Columbus, Ohio to make sure this law passed. 325 House Bill.
Thank you.
Okay, and then I'm going to City Council next Monday, okay? Because
okay.
I'm going to address the mayor, just a bit. He's gonna be a one time mayor. I'm going to address the chief, Mr. Douglas, okay? And I'm going to suggest County Council. Why is these people who are elected not turning no citizen a call? I don't care if a person lives in Cleveland or not. You've been paid by my tax dollars, okay? You've been paid by my tax dollars. I should not have to fly all the way to Cleveland to make sure someone has the courage or have a heart to return somebody's call. So I'll give you a little more update on that next Monday.
Yeah, when you come through after the meeting. Thank you, and keep us abreast of what's going on. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, enjoy the rest of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s day. The one thing about him, a lot of people forget he was a reverend. SCLC. That was the archetype of what a real clergy is supposed to be about, their father's business. Again, prayer without action is an inaction. Just think what would happen if Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. didn't hold our leaders accountable. He would go out there for protests, maybe one-day protests here or there, but he hit you with his left hand. He had legislation. So that meant that he was going to hit you upside the head with legislation or a real plan. So the thing is, he held people accountable for our rights. So, again, for those who can't make it on the front line, pray for those who are. And for those who can, get up off your behinds and do something. It's a lot of talk going on, but, again, you can pray all day. But if you don't get up and do something to work with the community, all it is hot air and talk. You better be willing to reach out and lift up and help keep your people on the front line, because if not, nothing's going to change. Why would it? Pressure bust pipes. Peace.